ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य
ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाखय
ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाखय
चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन
चक्षुरुन्मीलितमेन
तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः
तस्मै श्रीगुरवे
श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य
श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य
प्रभु नित्यानन्द
प्रभु नित्यानन्द
श्री अद्वैत गदधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद
श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद
हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण
कृष्ण हरे हरे
हरे
राम
हरे राम
राम राम हरे हरे
राम राम हरे हरे
Nowadays we are for Tamil you can tune to 107.5 megahertz simultaneous transmission 107.5 these classes and all very very important for me I don't know how important you feel this is important yes everyone is ready to begin with our life daily when actually worship Krishna through our parampara till Guru Maharaj that is called in Indian term what is that called early morning we do
Mangala
no you cannot hear this thing is cannot hear Hare Bhavan. Hare Krishna. I should keep this closed. Mangala
Arati.
Arati. Very morning, not without taking bath, with taking bath. Otherwise that is Amangala. Particularly this is called Mangala Arati. Mangala means all auspices. But you yourself in inauspicious condition, whatever may be the auspicious action you do, you remain inauspicious. Isn't it? You may be inauspicious, but you are attending auspicious activity gradually. One day you become auspicious. This is a very important point. The point is a perfect can you even fill up? A perfect can make an imperfect a perfect. But an imperfect cannot make another imperfect perfect. Okay? Just by birth all of us sudra kalo
sudra sambhava
sudra sambhavah kaliga everyone by birth they may claim as brahmanas but that is not so no one is brahmana in this everyone by birth they are sudras there is nothing wrong born in the family of a sudra But they have the, all the chances to raise up to Guru Maharaj, spiritual master. Yeah? So birth is not that much important. Yeah? Birth is not important, isn't it? Whoever may be the cook, yeah? If all the ingredients are very nice, anybody can cook very nicely. if they know the procedure. Like that one has to be well, born in Sudra family, we can also see Krishna as he is. Everyone got the opportunity. Krishna is the supreme father of all. No one can claim that Krishna is only for me. Krishna is for everyone. Instead, we have to tell, I am yours, Krishna. No one can claim, Krishna, you are mine. Please understand that? No devotee should claim that, Krishna, you are mine. Just like Satyabhama. You know the story of Krishna, Dwaraka? Satyabhama always claims, Krishna is only mine. No one, nowhere else Krishna can go, isn't it? So Satyabhama is like that. But that also Krishna purified her, isn't it? So by birth we are all Sudra with this contaminated stage. Anything we do, even auspicious things, that remains contaminated. A contaminated person cannot get purified by another contaminated person. We need a few devotees who has no tinge of contamination. Such a person can purify us. He can only relieve us from this material world like jai. No one else can. It's just like forest fire. Every now and then you can see in states there is forest fires. Recently also it was unable to put off. The forest fire, no one knows the cause for the fire. No one knows how to extinguish that also. Both are very difficult. Knowing the reason, knowing the process of extinguishing that one also. No one knows. It's merely by the mercy of Krishna. Otherwise it's not possible. The forest fire, we do not know what is the cause, how it happened. No one went there, no one left anything left. But still there is forest fire. Like that in this material world, we do not know, we are all doing so good activities, but still we are getting
problems,
sufferings. We are all distressed every now and then. We never did, isn't it, any bad thing, but still we are suffering. It is also just like forest fire. We don't know forest fire, no cause. Like that our sufferings also, we cannot find causes for that. And we are trying our best with our ignorance and illusion. You know the difference between ignorance and illusion? Ignorance and illusion. Just think of the very simple. Ignorance.
Ignorance is deciding what you believe. Illusion is assuming.
Once again?
Ignorance is I do not know.
You are assuming. Illusion is assuming.
It is not there.
It is not?
It is not there.
Illusion means that which is not there.
Ignorance?
Imagination.
Ignorance
is I do not know this.
As though that is existing, I do not know. I know that one. But I never try to get that one. This is our ignorance. Ajnana, Om Ajnana Tivirandasya. Last class we took this one, na? Ajnana. Oh, ignorance and illusion. Please understand that. Thinking ourselves instead of soul, body, is ignorance or illusion? Illusion, everybody accepts? Isn't it? Many people, they taste meat is very, very palatable. That is ignorance or illusion?
Ignorance.
Ignorance, sir. Please understand it. Each word we should have the specific meaning of. Then only Sanskrit we can understand. Early morning we are singing this song, Samsara. Samsara Dava. Samsara Dava means for this our life. Samsara means this world where we live. Dava Nalalina Loka. This is like forest fire. I already explained you. Anyone, even the presidents, prime ministers, down to pumes, all are suffering. Isn't it? Now you can see the season of election. The great, great people, they don't even sleep, they don't even eat. Isn't it? So that much hectic for them. So this is the condition. But if you go and ask any saintly person, he's very quiet, calm. He doesn't have any hesitation. He's not agitated. He's not suffering. Isn't it? So, in the forest fire, by the mercy of Krishna, the water gets evaporated and formed as clouds. So the cloud carries the water, vapor. Isn't it? If Krishna wants, he can make the clouds to pour water. If it is on forest fire, then the forest fire gets extinguished. Isn't it? The same way in our lives we have so much problems. Some people they are unable to expose their problems also. Such people they commit suicide also. Isn't it? Many people are like that. They don't know the solution. They are in ignorance. Please understand that they are in ignorance. Which is better? Being in ignorance is better or being in the illusion is better?
Both are.
Which is better means you cannot answer both. Ignorance is better or illusion is better? Confirm? Ignorance? Ignorance is better than illusion. Ignorance means you can come out from ignorance. He can become cognizant also. But illusion person, it's very, very difficult to come out. Because it's completely, by external force he is illusioned. Ignorance is by his own activity, he is ignorant. But if he can change his activities, he accepts others, then he can come out from this ignorance. Isn't it? So this material world is just like the place, forest place like where every now and then we can find a forest fire sufferings. It is impossible to mitigate the sufferings. It's just like waves in the ocean. No one can stop it. Waves come, this is loss of nature. Dukkhalayam, this world is called Dukkhalayam. It's impossible, inevitable to come up from that one on its own. Just like the mercy of Krishna, the clouds pour the water and extinguishing the forest fire, the person representative of Krishna, it takes the mercy of Krishna. This is very, very important term. Krishna got an ocean of mercy. What is that called? Ocean of mercy? Karuna?
Sindhu.
I myself, I have slipped my tongue. I myself, Karuna Sindhu. Sindhu means Oshina. If anybody can be able to take that mercy from the ocean of mercy, is represented by Krishna. E yatama prapadyante tataka bhajama. For that we should surrendering and depending all the same. No? You are completely 100% you are dependent on Krishna means that you are 100% surrendered. Then you are not going to act. Krishna himself will act. Krishna himself will act. We are not real actors actually. We are not acting. Krishna is that. If you surrender yourself, then you can understand that you are not real doer. As long as you are not surrendering, you cannot understand that you are not the doer. Krishna is the real doer. How you can understand that one? When you surrender 100% to Krishna. Then you can easily see how Krishna is doing everything. Now this is impossible. So if a person can be able to take the mercy of Krishna from the ocean of Krishna, my Guru Maharaj tells, even the fraction of a drop of mercy from the ocean of mercy of Krishna, that can purify us 100%. He can represent Krishna. He can mitigate the sufferings of others. He can really help others. No one can help. Please understand this point. It's very, very important point. Many people are trying. No one is successful. All the demons, those who are trying themselves, they are called demons. They are called demons. Isn't it? So, the Guru Maharaj, he can carry the mercy of Krishna from the mercy of from the ocean of mercy of Krishna. He can pour that mercy upon you. Then you can be free from your sufferings. Right? You should allow your Guru Maharaj to shower his mercy upon you. How it is possible to allow the Guru Maharaj to shower his mercy upon me? This loka sanna, I am not Sanskrit Pandit Pramana. You are talking Sanskrit language, I do not know that. How one can accept, receive the mercy of Guru? One is the thing. I don't know something else. Now ISKCON is a special, Really, I realize the point. ISKCON is the process. In that one, the Guru engages the disciple. The disciple never does anything on his own. Any so-called disciple does anything on his own, is no more ISKCON devotee. Please understand. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O my Lord Krishna, please engage me in your devotional service eternally. So, here the point is, we can get the mercy of Guru, who carries the mercy of Krishna, can sever his mercy upon us if we accept his instructions. Otherwise not. The instructions is the medium through which you are engaged. He is engaging you and you are using your own intelligence and telling, is this not possible, this is like this, this stuff. It means you never surrender. you are unfit to get the mercy of Guru, Krishna. Huh? You understand how to get the mercy of Krishna? Through the Guru? Just by get engaged in the service of Krishna on the order of Guru. It's very difficult also because this against our Guru. I am earning monthly 5 lakhs rupees for the wife, right? Follow a sannyasi, useless fellow, zero income. Why I should? We feel the falsity is that many people can do very difficult to surrender to Krishna. Yogeshwariya prasaktana. Janmeshwariya. That is also. Kunti Maharani is telling you. So, Sribi. Sriti means education. Highly educated. Nowadays, all the ladies, their lives are all suffering. They are going for higher education. Their lives are all suffering. This is the scriptural injunction of research. They have no surrendering capacity even to have husband. It's Kalinga symptom. Sriti, Sriti. Sriti means highly education. Sriti means beautiful. The beauty also. So these are now the implements. To get the mercy of Guru. So here, the point is, the forest fire is extinguished by the clouds. Like that one, our sufferings in our life can also be mitigated only by the mercy of Guru. Who is representing Krishna, carries the mercy of Krishna. Otherwise not. Please understand, anyone who is suffering, you need the mercy of Krishna through a Guru. Krishna cannot give directly the mercy. Please understand. Particularly in this Kali Yuga. That is the point. The very same thing in 1986, I attended the program in Bombay. I put your question, you are speaking so nicely, and I know who is your Guru. He refused to give the answer. You are speaking very nicely, scholarly, very rightly. But he doesn't want to reveal his Guru's name. It means that he has no respect for his Guru. I really become very much disturbed. I wanted to come out from that hall. But I am in the balcony in the center of this one. Normally I sit in front of me, the speaker. So I am in the center. So I thought it is odd to leave the place right now. I tolerated the whole class. Then immediately I got Bhagavad Gita asked. Please understand now. This world is tricky, the illusion. It is very difficult to come out from ignorance, it's part of illusion. But it is okay for us to come out from ignorance. Being ignorance is better, but don't be in illusion. So without Guru, we cannot do anything. Is that Guru like that one? You are suffering means you should ask your Guru, please mitigate my sufferings. And he will instruct you, you should follow without questioning him, without using your intelligence, then you will suffer. You understand the point? To such a Guru, I am paying my obeisances. The very first one is here. Daily, how many people you are singing this one? Samsara, at least in hearing. Different? All your problems are all mitigated. Anytime you pay your obeisances to your Guru Maharaj during this, this song, this bhajan.
We do aarti.
Aarti you do. You are paying your obeisances because Guru Maharaj, you mitigated all my problems like the clouds extinguishing the forest fire like. But you are singing that one. So this is mechanically we are doing that to this. We have no complete absorption. Any action you do. Suppose if I am talking to you, if I am not attentively concentrating on the subject matter, then I cannot speak. During the bhajans, because of long time, my age also nowadays I am not remembering nicely also. So many problems, no? I could not sing properly also. You understand? But my realization, this is due to old age. My forgetfulness. But my realization, any talk I make, then you don't find any mistake. You understand my point? So we have to develop that consciousness. How can develop our consciousness? Just by completely, attentively absorbed in that action. During chanting also, if you completely absorbed in that words what you are uttering, then you will get purified fast. It's very, very important. If you do mechanically, then that is called what chanting?
Parrot
chanting. Anything you say to parrot, parrot can repeat that word. But it doesn't have any consciousness. A guru means standard guru means the guru who can mitigate all your problems in your life just by carrying the mercy of Krishna. That one is actually is engaging you. You should accept them without doubting, without hesitation. If you follow that one, you are free from all your problems. Otherwise, it's very difficult to find such a guru also. Please understand. It's also very difficult. It's not that much easy. A guru representing Krishna. A guru can expertly engage you also. That's also not that much easy. So now we understand first quality of a guru. The guru should engage us in the service of Krishna in order to mitigate our sufferings. Understand. I have taken my guru 20 years back, still I am suffering. What is this going on in your life? Isn't it? So it is very, very important that the guru should be bona fide as was the disciple. If only guru is bona fide and disciple is not bona fide, then we cannot get the result. One of the classes also I was telling that Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu conversation, they have their witty conversation. What is that one? I think so. I was telling this one in a temple lecture. One can speak very nicely, but he doesn't
behave
nicely. Some people can behave nicely, but they cannot speak nicely. Speak means preaching also. Like that, Adidas Thakur was telling to Nityananda. So Nityananda Prabhu told, no. Both are useless for us. One who can speak nicely and not behaving, one who behaves nicely and not speaking nicely, both are useless. We say, person wanted, one who can speak nicely and behave nicely. This is important, no? Don't think that I can give very, very nice classes. I can attract all the people. That's not enough. You behave in yourself. If you behave according to your speech, then you will get the mercy of Krishna, from the ocean of mercy of Krishna. Otherwise, just for the name's sake, I can do anything. But what is the your performance? What is the performance?
Palena parichyate.
Pala. Your actions and the results of your actions, that only reveals who you are. You need not tell. You need not boast yourself. I am like this, I am like that, I am professor, I am this, I am that. Don't. Your fruits of action, that tells who you are. You understand the point? So this is very, very important to all the people, those who are in ISKCON. It's not that one, you did a MA or a MCOM or any other master degree, and you can give classes and you can lead some group of people. That's not possible. You should get the mercy of Krishna from ocean of mercy. This is not from a well, small pond. It is the ocean. From ocean you cannot get even the fraction of the drop of the mercy of Krishna. That is the challenge. You got the point, huh? So this is the point, isn't it? So by this one, we can mitigate all our problems. Otherwise, it's not possible. Otherwise, it's not possible. To such a person, I am paying my obeisances. Obeisances means how it should be bowing down our head. It is very, very important point in a body. In a body, it is the topmost and the most important one. The same body, the least, and not that much important part is feet. We can speak, even the feet is also very important. Everything is important. In spiritual activity, even
insignificant
is also equally important as significance. You should be very careful to balance all these things, to justify all these things. In this particular context, we give importance more for the head rather than the because the feet is not that much important. Feet we can go through, but head gives idea. Head contains everything. The senses of activities, not like this. Giving knowledge. Senses giving knowledge, that are all there in the head. Head is very, very important. Isn't it? So such of your head you should keep at the feet of Krishna. Topmost into least most. The feet of Krishna. Obeisances, even if you are paying your obeisances, you should give the topmost to the least of the Prabhupada's. That is the obeisances. Everybody understood? It means what? What is the most important for me, that is also yours, not mine. You understand? In this world, we can acquire knowledge. That knowledge also, acquiring knowledge also for yours, not on my own. This is the obeisances. We should have that consciousness. Mechanically we are doing means it doesn't bring any past answers, beneficial, that's not going to benefit us. So the very first word everybody understood, Mangala. Then when you are suffering, you are in Mangala state, isn't it? Then why you are doing Mangala Arati? Isn't it? Mangala Arati means you are doing Mangala Arati, you should become Mangala. But still you are suffering.
The time is always
auspicious. time is Krishna. Huh? No. Because of the reactions of your previous deeds, you feel that time is inauspicious. You understand? That time, you see, that is common for all people. You may feel inauspicious, but I may feel auspicious. The whole time can be inauspicious. For you it is. Time is common for all, but that same time is inauspicious for you because of your previous deeds. Isn't it? So anything Krishna's that never become Amangala, inauspices. Isn't it?